This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Many are having great difficulty coping with the matzav, with the illness, the fear, the anxiety, financial difficulty. Many are challenged in their emunah and bitachon. Will life ever return to normal? Will I ever spend time with my extended family again? Will I ever see my friends? Will I ever go to work? Reb Shimon Schwab, in the Hakdama of his beautiful Haggadah that was printed a few years ago, he describes Moshe Rabbeinu's encounter with the Ribbono Shel when the Ribbono Shel charged him with the mission to leave Mitzrayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Ribbono Shel, you know, what do I tell them if they ask me what your name is? When they say, what's your name, what should I tell them? So Hashem says, tell them, Ekya Asher Ekya, I will be that which I will be. What exactly is Moshe's issue when they asked me what your name is? They didn't know what Hashem's name was? Didn't Moshe Rabbeinu kill the Mitzri with the Shem HaMafayrash? Didn't Dasan Baviram overhear Moshe kill the Mitzri with the Shem HaMafayrash? HaLeHargeni Ata Oimer? Furthermore, the Zayar says, look at the very words that Moshe says, Va'amru li ma shemoi ma oimar aleyem. The words Va'amru li ends in a yud, ma ends in a hey, shemoi ends in a vav, ma ends in a hey, yud ke vav ke. The Zayar says, from here we see Klal Yisrael knew the Ribbon Shel's name is Shem Havaya. So what's Moshe asking if they ask me what's your name? They know your name, Ribbono Shel Olam. Says Reb Shwab, Moshe was coming to Klal Yisrael and informing them that the Ribbono Shel Olam said, Ra'oi ra'isi es ami, I see the affliction of my people. V'yasakosam shamati, I hear their outcry. V'gam ra'isi es halachatz, and I see their oppression. V'ered lahatziloi miyad Mitzrayim, I've descended to save them from Egypt, ul'halois el aretz hazois, and to bring them to this land. And Hashem is now committing and promising to fulfill His commitment to the Avos, to elevate Klal Yisrael, to give them the Torah, to bring them to Eretz Yisrael. So says Reb Schwab, even if Klal Yisrael were to believe Moshe, that in fact God appeared to him, Moshe was worried that they might ask him a question that Moshe felt was a stumper. Moshe, God appeared to you, the God of the Avos. So why didn't he answer us for 210 years? This is the question of Amruli Mashamai. They were asking, you know, our Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov told us God is a Rachaman, that God listens to our prayer, that He loves us, that He's going to make us the chosen people. And if this is the same God, why hasn't He answered us until now? And you know, to that question, Moshe had no answer. And Hashem responds, Ekya Asher Ekya. Zeh Shemi La'olam, v'zeh Zechri L'dardar. Meaning, Ekya Asher Ekya. It's me. It's all me. I'm the God who hid from you in the Galus, and I'm the God who's going to save you, raise you, for the most momentous occasion in world history. But don't question me. Don't question my ways. Because you're not going to understand. Sometimes there's Gilui Panim, and sometimes there's Hester Panim. The fact that I kaviyachal hid from you for 210 years does not in any way put into question my commitment to you, my love for you, and my promise to redeem you. But zeh shemi le'olam. The lesson of Mitzrayim is le'olam. Sometimes I am hidden. And v'zeh zichri l'dar v'dar, and this is sometimes my approach throughout the galus. But no, I am fully committed to now shower my love on you, to redeem you, to elevate you, to give you the Torah, to make you the Am HaNivchar, and to bequeath to you all the blessings of eternal life. Dear friends, the Ribbono Shel Olam is absolutely committed to us, to His beloved children. He's prepared to save us. Prepare to bring the Geula, to bring us happiness, success, eternal life. So why did Ribbono Shel Olam hide from us? Zeh Shemi La'olam. It's a brief moment of Hester Panim. The Navi Yeshaya tells us, Berega Katayin Azavtich, I've only forsaken you for a brief moment. But uverachamim gedoilim akabtzich, with great, tremendous mercy I will gather you in. B'shetzef ketzef histarti panai rega mimech. In my fierce anger, I've hid my face from you for but a moment. Uvechesed oilam richamtich. But with eternal kindness, I will have mercy on you. We are now experiencing the rega katan. But that in no way should mitigate our emuno shalema, that what's coming up is the rachamim gedoilim and the chesed oilam, that the Ribbono Shel will fulfill his commitment to us to grant us salvation, happiness, and the geula achrona that we so desperately desire. It's coming. It's just around the corner. May this Pesach usher in ki meitzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim arenu neflois agot vach agon erev yom tov. Bracha v'hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.